It is time for another edition of What's Going On Under Ruth with Ruth Epstein, our fearless, intrepid, wandering, roaming, roving all over the place in a good way, reporter on Robin Hood Radio. Hey, Ruth, how are you? What's going on out there? The intro is getting longer and longer.
Oh, that's no problem. Let's focus in on Canaan, where unfortunately there's been controversy, and it just heated up this week. That's been the altercations between the first selectman and town clerk, Gene Jackier, who was elected several times to the job of town clerk, stopped coming into the office months ago because she claimed that the atmosphere at town hall was toxic and making her sick. She said she has never abandoned her position and has worked outside of the office helping people. But she attempted to come in last Monday, and the police were called to escort her out because she came in, she said, because of the upcoming election, and she really felt she needed to work on the ballots and things. She wasn't sure that that could be done properly without her. And so the police were called. There's a whole backstory to this. Brian Oler, the first selectman, filed a complaint with the AG's office months ago saying she had neglected some of her duties. She was found to be there was some validity to that, but they felt that, you know, it wasn't enough to remove her from office. And then she tried to get on the ballot as a Democrat this year, and because of an omission on the endorsement sheet, Oler again took her to court. It was determined that because of that omission, she and another candidate were removed from the ballot. So obviously, there's a lot of controversy and toxicity in North Canaan.
Sounds like that ballot's going to be a mess.
The whole thing is a mess, and I've talked to so many people. Everybody is just, I was up in Canaan this weekend, and people are just the whole thing has just left a bad taste in people's mouths. It certainly gives the town not a good face for the public, and, you know, it's just always, always very sad when a town goes through something like that and there's so much controversy.
So what's the upshot, or isn't there one yet?
She's not going into the office, I guess. She's extremely upset. She is still elected. She has not resigned at all.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, you know, she's still that position. I have to wonder how they can stop her from going to her office.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. It's not, you know, as you know, Michael, an elected official doesn't have to, all they have to do is appear, you know, they make their own hours, they do.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and so the whole thing is very fuzzy, and but again, the upshot is it's the tone of the town. People are, of course, divided, as always, with any issue. And, people were just, you know, we're so sorry this is happening in Canaan. And
so now, who was the second person that had bad paperwork?
Her name is Carol Overby, and I think she was, I'm not sure what she's running for. That's a good question.
So I'm assuming both these people now will be write-ins.
Yes, I would assume so.
There's no way they can be on a print ballot at this point because they have to file with the Secretary of State's office, too, to be a write-in.
Yeah. And the other issue was, according to Jackier, Oler went in, took photographs of the endorsement sheet, held on to it until the day after the deadline for petitioning candidates. So he had it, but didn't do anything with it. So that prevents her and this other candidate from becoming petitioning candidates. So that was the other another piece of
that pie.
Yeah, yeah. So as I say, the talk is all over. Not just Canaan, all over. People are focusing in on that. Whenever there's a controversy, it affects everybody in the region pretty much. So,
but it's also whereest go one goest. It's complicated.
And I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What? I said whereest go one go.
Right.
Yeah, I said it is complicated because, you know, people don't just live in little pens. So you can't just say, well, it's North Canaan or, well, it's this. Because, as you say, in the region, everyone's related. Yeah, people, we've got families. We've got friends. We've got people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah, you're not living a cocoon. Everybody's. I don't know about you folks, but I'm hearing it in other towns.
I'm trying to say is, it can't be contained. You can't contain.
Yeah.
No, everything's instantaneous with social media and all. So
North Canaan
looks like it's going to be the exciting election this year of everything in the corner, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Everything else is pretty status quo.
Could be a seriously huge turnout possibly, too. So.
Yeah, and as you say, it could be, do we write in, do we not? There's all sorts of things. So.
Well, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of eyes on the process itself,
right,
based on what's been happening so far. Speculating here, but I think everybody's going to be looking to catch somebody in the wrong somewhere.
Yeah, which is that old gotcha thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really easy enough to do. And anyway. All right, what else?
Okay, so a little more upbeat. They had a terrific groundbreaking in Sharon this past week for the community center. Sharon Housing Trust has gotten money for upgrading that community center, which is the old Masonic Hall and then used for Park and Rec. It's now going to have 4 affordable housing units in there. So there was a lovely groundbreaking ceremony with the Commissioner of Housing, Celia Mascara Bruno there, Maria Horn, and a large crowd doing the groundbreaking. They have been awarded $2 million from the DOH for this project. Not just for this project. There are 4 houses adjacent to this community center. For those people who don't know, it's right on 44. It's a little white house. It backs up to the school. And there are 4 houses next door to it that the private owner kept affordable. They're now all in the possession of the housing trust. So it's sort of a little campus there. The housing trust applied for $1 million, and because all the projects were bundled together, they got $2 million. So
there you go.
Yeah,
that's from state or federal on that.
That's state.
That's state.
Department of Housing.
Now the 2 houses that are there, 2 or 4?
4.
3, 4. They're all duplexes, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we got 8 units right
8
there.
8 families in there, and another 4 will be going in the center. So. That's a nice...
it's a great location.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it checks all the boxes of where you want to build affordable housing. There's not a box that isn't checked here.
You can walk to shopping. You can walk to school. It's a perfect site. And so there was a lot of excitement. A lot of people from other towns came to watch it. And then that was followed by a housing summit put on by the Litchfield County Center for Housing Opportunity. We all know Jocelyn Ayer, the director, and they had a big program. There were displays from every affordable housing organization out in the yard of the school, large crowd. They were all displaying what they're doing, all their projects. And then there was a meeting inside where Jocelyn spoke and the commissioner spoke, and everybody's pretty excited about all the affordable housing that's going on. So it was a nice, very nice event.
So now, after the unofficial beginning of building, when do they actually start the project up there?
Didn't say. They're
okay.
Just, you know, the beginning stages.
They should have brought a backhoe for them and let them dig the foundation while they had all those hands.
Yeah, right. Richard Bauman is the head of the Sharon Housing Trust, and he joked with the commissioner, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to go right back to Hartford and expedite your money." So we'll see what happens. But it was a great meeting, and as I say, it was really crowded. People, a lot of interest, and a lot of people working on this issue. On Sunday, there was a very civil candidates meeting in Sharon. They really do it right. They open it up to every candidate who is running, despite your party affiliation. There are no, it's not politically motivated at all. It's just every candidate who's on the ballot. They come and they speak and they are introduced and people mingle, and it's a very nice event. And Casey Flanagan, the first selectman, talked about some of the projects that they're looking at. And as we know, I don't think there's one contested first selectman race in the region. So Casey was pretty, he could talk about what the plans are and what they're expecting to do, because he will be elected. All he needs, as he joked, was one vote. And so people stayed, and a lot of new people coming to town came and were able to meet their candidates and hear who's doing what. We also, on Sunday in Sharon, had the blessing of the animals. That was right before the candidates' meeting. That's done at the Episcopal Church, and it's a very cute. There were dogs all over the place. They are blessed, and then they have a little
water.
Yep. And then they have they put up a ring and they do tricks, and the dogs get prizes and blue ribbons and certificates, and just very cute.
What about the cats? Where were
there
the
cats?
There
was one cat. And the one cat was...
They don't do tricks.
No. And that was kept in a little carrier, a little afraid of what the dogs and cats...
Well, yeah, he was in unfriendly territory.
Yes. And there were... the winner of the best in show was this tiny little Shih Tzu, 3-month-old, tiny thing, but as cute as could be. So, but all the dogs were cute, and they, of course, didn't do what they... Most of them didn't quite cooperate with their tricks, but it was a very... It's a cute event to watch. And speaking of dogs, looking ahead, the Little Guild Run and Wag event is coming up in Cornwall. That's where the dogs run with their... you're not supposed to use the word owners anymore.
No, it's because
what?
They're people. Yeah. They're handlers.
I don't know. I was told you don't say owners. I don't know what else.
How are they coming on their their new building up there?
Their building looks good. It's coming along well. They're hoping... I'm not sure when they're expecting to get in it, but it's moving along well. They're still at Footfield in a temporary shelter, but so this is a big event, and talk about crowds. This brings out huge crowds. The dogs and their humans run, and then all sorts of fun. It's fun watching. So that's on the 18th. If you stay in Cornwall on the 19th, they're having an open house at the firehouse. They are looking to buy 2 new trucks. They really are in dire need of them, so they're going to have replicas of the 2 trucks they're looking at. They're at this open house, as I say, at noon on the 19th, and then it's hot dogs and hamburgers, and it's a real open house type thing. But the main thing is to have people come and see what they're hoping to purchase, and they're raising money.
Don't they have more than one firehouse in Cornwall?
They do.
They
This is at the West Cornwall Firehouse, and then there's the firehouse on Route 7 in Cornwall Bridge.
So who's getting the trucks?
they're all up at West Cornwall, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And flipping back, I should go back to this coming Thursday. There is Project Sage Vigil at it's a community park. It's there at the right at the Lakeville 44 and 41 meet. They're going to meet there. This is to honor and pay tribute to those people in Connecticut who have lost their lives to domestic violence. Unfortunately, it keeps going. So they have a vigil at the park, and then they all candlelight, and then they walk with their candles to the headquarters of Project Sage, which is on Porter Street, and there's a little program there. So I believe that's at 6:30.
And it's Thursday the 9th?
Thursday the 9th, yeah. So, lots going on.
Yes, always. Fall festivals. Let's see. You mentioned Fall Festival in Salisbury.
Right. That's this weekend?
That's this coming weekend, yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Because we have Columbus Day coming up on the 13th on Monday.
That's right. Got away from me. Yeah, that's a three-day thing.
Yeah, there's multiple festivals and all kinds of... Well, these 3 weeks here in October, no matter where you look, you're going to find a festival of some kind.
Yeah, you can go somewhere. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. No, yes, I should have mentioned the Fall Festival. And interestingly enough, though, no brewski this year.
They got, when I was talking with Mr. Hallahan a while back, he was telling me that was probably not going to happen because the people that sponsored it have sold the business.
Right.
And everybody else has just kind of said, you know, we'd love to, but there's so much involved.
Right, exactly. That's what Willie told me as well. So,
yeah, so.
But there will be the usual scarecrows and tons of... events and
should have like a wine ski or something.
Yeah.
It's just equally. You know what happens when you try to. Everybody remembers Marshall and the gumballs at the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce at the high school.
Mm.
Or not gumballs.
Jelly beans. Jelly beans.
Sorry.
Those were jelly beans.
Even FM remembers that.
All right.
Okay.
That's right. He's talking in the background. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so lots of festivals. The leaves, I don't know. What's your color
not
going on down there, if any?
Not much. Pretty dull.
A lot of them said it was going to be pretty dull.
Yeah.
And it sure looks that way.
Yeah.
And Jill sent me a thing a couple of days back. Here's an interesting little factoid to put in, that this is the first time in a decade that the East Coast has not had a hurricane encounter in September.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Things are so changed with weather.
Isn't that special?
Yeah.
Who was that?
We remember. That was Gilda Radner, wasn't it?
No. Much later.
It was on SNL. No, it was in the early SNLs, but that's okay.
Hmm.
Anyway.
All right.
Anything else? Watch out for the leaf peepers because they will come regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic will be heavy, so everybody's on good behavior. There's lots of bikes and lots of motorcycles. So, and if we have
this weekend with the holiday
and the weather
and the weather and
if the weather holds out, this past weekend was great. So
it was beautiful.
Isn't it absolutely beautiful? Well, speaking of prognosticating, A, Dana Carvey, and B, it's supposed to be decent this weekend.
Oh, that's right, Dana Carvey. I stand corrected. Gilda was the church lady.
No, Dana was the church lady.
Okay, I'm getting all messed up, so I better have some more coffee.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anything else from the actual host of this program?
I neglected the Fall Festival. That should have been out there.
Happens to all of us.
There are so many things that they do, and booths and events and dinners and displays, exhibits. So.
Yeah, I see a lot of the scarecrows are going up in the contest. Oh, scarecrows. They've turned into some of them like they're just actual small, what do you call them?
Displays,
where they've got things. There's two and three mannequins in them. One of them's got a mannequin, and it's cutting up another mannequin. It's kind of weird, but it's there.
As the weather stands at this recording, it looks like it's going to be a terrific weekend.
All right. Hallelujah.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, guys, we've come to the end of another road on a Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for this train to leave the station.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much, Ruth. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, intrepid, fearless reporter on Robin Hood Radio.